On the Blooming Prairie Coaches Show, bringing in Ronnell Kittleson to look in on the volleyball side of things. Been a couple of weeks since we caught up, and Ronnell, I imagine it's been very busy, including some weekend tournaments?
Yeah, it has been busy. Probably since the last time I talked, I think we were going into the Hayfield tournament. Yep. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, so that actually turned out to be a really great tournament for us, the last of the season. And we played Lyle Pacelli, Goodhue, Pine Island, and Alden Conger. And we came away from the tournament winning 3 out of the 4 matches, which was exciting. We barely lost to Goodhue, too, 24-26. So that was a tight one, kind of a bummer. We lost to them during season play earlier. And so it was kind of a bummer to lose, but also nice to walk away with wins from Lyle and Pine Island, and then also from Alden, who we just were on the road this week on Monday and lost against them in a close one, too, went 5 sets. So it's been, very busy for us.
And as far as since that tournament, I guess there's been 3 matches. One might go back to last week with Maple River. You alluded to Alden Conger. And then a really good Waterville Elysian Morristown team. So all in all, how did BP come through those matches?
Yeah, so we saw Maple River last week, and we were able to come away. That was our only match during the week last week. Went on the road to Mapleton, and we were able to walk away with winning in 3 that night. So that was also awesome to kind of end the week with our only match with a win in 3. And so then we went into this week on Monday and saw Alden. Those were fairly close, 25-22. We beat them. We're off to a great start in our first set. Then it was 19-25, and then we kind of were back on our heels again, kind of lacking that consistency, and lost that one 10-25. Then we were able to come back with a close one, 25-23, and win that. And then lots of unforced errors happened in the 5th set, and we lost 10-15. But it was kind of a game, a match of people were kind of off consistently throughout the whole team at times, and we couldn't kind of pull everybody together to really finish against a good Alden team. But it was a good match, a lot to be proud of, and a lot of good things did happen. And then from there, we had a couple days off, and we saw a really good Waterville team then last night at home, obviously knowing coming into it that they have that really quick offense and some stacked team of amazing athletes, so we knew it was going to be tough. But we tried to put our best foot forward, of course, and tried to keep up with their quick offense, and we just couldn't quite set the blocks to stop their strong hitters and struggled a few spots here and there with our floor defense. And as much as we cover it in practice, our darn middle, we got tipped on so many times and just we're struggling to pick that up, so that hurt us too. And of course they had a couple of our numbers. They were right on Mikey and Julia all night, and they couldn't hit a lot. I mean, Mikey walked away, I think, with a decent amount, double-digit kills, but wasn't enough to pull us through last night and lost in 3.
And then a couple of neat rivalry matches, it looks like, in the week ahead with New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It looks like they're both on the road and nearby Hayfield. So it's kind of a rival week, it seems.
Yes, you are correct on that. It is definitely a rival week next week. It's also homecoming week, which is kind of a bummer. We have both away games on homecoming week, but that's just how our schedule works out. But at least they're both close, and we can have some fun with that, and they should be some really good matches, I think. We should be close in close contention with both of those teams, and it should be a fun one. It's always fun and usually pretty comparable when we play both of those teams, and it could go either way. So obviously hoping for the win, and we'll prepare hard for those too.
All right, Ronnell Kittleson, volleyball coach for Blooming Prairie. Good luck in the busy, and good luck with those matches next week.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, the Coaches Show on KRFO and the KRFO app.